Just so you know, texters are on my side on that thing.
Which one?
On the people walking in to say that first thing they say is they weren't feeling great over the weekend.
Oh no, I was with you.
Okay, but, thank you.
The amount of Lysol.
Yeah,
it was
excessive.
Extreme.
It was.
The fact that it like carried through the vents and I can smell it in here.
Yeah.
Like very clear.
You're a full room away and it permeated it. You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually not a bad smell.
No, it's just my eyes are burning. News brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Horizon Credit Union.
Are you going to be okay? I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, now I'm just choking. It's okay. Lysol's fine. It's
too much of a good thing, maybe?
It's like gargling Lysol.
Wait, hold on.
Ooh, it's not a bird. What is happening? Is it a bird call?
It sounds like a quail.
A quail?
Yeah.
I don't even know what a quail sounds like. Yeah. I guess that.
That is it.
Yeah. All right. I'll work on my gurgling. It needs to be a... Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was impressive.
Thank you. Now this.
So, it's happening, Jay. AI is about to replace pets.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I mean, I could see it.
This is very interesting. Casio, is that how you pronounce it? I believe so. They're releasing a new furry AI pet named Mofflin that develops its own personality depending on how you interact with it.
Okay.
They go on sale in Japan next month for around $400. And they're being marketed as a mental health companion, not a toy. And basically, they don't run, they don't jump, they don't move around very much.
Okay.
They just sort of squirm.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Well,
they look pretty lifelike, apparently.
It does actually look pretty lifelike.
And it's supposed to simulate a pet snuggling with you, this whole like.
Yeah, it does look movement. Like that. Well, it's kind of weird. And it has no legs. It just looks like it looks like a guinea pig sort of without legs.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Would you buy one?
I mean, I have dogs, so I don't need that. But
I don't need that.
I don't know. It's borderline creepy, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, for around $400, you can buy it. For an extra $44 a year, there's also a subscription service called Club Mofflin. That comes with discounts on repairs and cleanings.
Oh, boy.
And even a full fur replacement when needed.
Yeah, this thing's about palm size. It looks like it would, you know, maybe a little bit longer than your hand. Literally looks like a, you know, guinea pig style fur. Has little eyes, no mouth, no nose. Well, maybe that's a nose. And then no
maybe
legs.
Maybe that's a nose.
I mean, I couldn't see it very well, but that might be a nose. No, that's not a nose. No, there's no nose. And then it just moves around. It kind of like, yeah, just wiggles around a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that
it... How long would it be before I would use that to clean up a spill?
Oh, 10 minutes.
I mean, it'd be like, oh, sorry, my Mofflin now has a stain on its belly.
It's the quicker picker-upper.
Story number two.
Is that not right? Is that wrong?
No, I guarantee it's going to happen. Pay $40 a month or whatever it is and you get a cleaning.
Oh, man. Did you see this the other day, Jay? It was right before the Eagles game, the Philadelphia Eagles game.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Or maybe it was during. No, it had to be. It was the tailgate. Jason Kelce was up on top of.
Oh, I did see this. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He was like on top of one of like an RV.
Yeah.
And
like we were this last week. We were up there doing the same thing, you know, celebrating. Shotgunning beers.
Yeah.
That's what we do at the food drive. A lot of people don't realize it.
Yeah, typical stuff.
Yeah, the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm. And he was doing this. He was screaming, interacting with the crowd, the whole
classic
thing.
Classic Jason Kelce stuff.
Yeah, and there were a couple people up on top of this RV with him. I don't know if someone may be interviewing him or just
yeah,
hanging
there
out.
Was a lady up there. I don't know if he was interviewing her because I know he had a microphone and then the camera guy.
Yeah, and so, well, that's the important person is
right.
The cameraman.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know exactly what happened. It's hard to tell from the video exactly, but I think I got the idea is there was either a space in between or
yeah, that's
maybe,
what it looked like.
I don't know what happened, but he stepped somewhere.
I thought he went through the roof though.
It was weird. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
He fell through the roof. Are there there's not sunroofs on RVs.
No, I don't know. Maybe he stepped on like a skylight type thing and went right through it.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, like a, yeah.
Because he just, I mean, he went down pretty hard. He went down pretty hard. He got lucky he didn't fall off the thing.
Yeah, no, it looked like he was fine, but the camera.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Ooh, not so great.
That didn't seem like it, no.
Yeah. Actually, the story that I'm reading, it says no word on any of that stuff, like his health or what happened with the camera or anything like that. But just the whole thing was wild because you're staring at Jason Kelce, be like, ooh, he's on top of that RV. This does not look good.
The guy's getting the shot. Yeah.
And then he just goes, whoop.
Yeah.
And there you go. It almost looked like a situation where someone, you know, when they fall through ice.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, well,
yeah. And I'm telling you, Jason Kelce, now the most, like, of all the TV stars in sports or anything else for that matter, but, you know, they have so many people who are commenting on these games. You know, it's like every sports show before, after, during, whatever it is, feels like they have like five people who are on the panel, you know, sitting behind the desk. He is the most likely to cause some sort of chaos.
A ruckus, if you will?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. Every time he either does something, someone falls, or he, you know, puts himself in some scenario where he's, because somebody's going to get hurt and it might not be him.
That is, I mean, yeah, because you expect him to be,
But there's just not a lot of guys who are going to stand up and chug a beer on top of an RV.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that for your game analysis? Of course, it's an Eagles game, so it doesn't much matter.
Yeah, I mean, you would think more at like a Buffalo Bills, where they got the, was it the Bills Mafia? Is that what they call it?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, good for him. He's having fun. What do you care? You're making millions of dollars. Now you don't have to get hit anymore. This is such a great career choice for you. Good job, Kelce.
He's got to be paying for the camera and whatever medical care is needed for this guy.
Oh, probably the network that the guy works for. I don't think Kelce's paying for anything.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I think he's fine. He's like, hey, I didn't tell him to try to shoot that angle. That's all on him.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to go up there if you're the camera guy, right?
Also, I guarantee you that was somebody's RV. Like, not just like, oh, the network owns that RV. Nope, that was somebody else's RV. Probably the lady that was up there shooting a beer with him.
Maybe. It didn't look like that was damaged at all or very much.
Except for the hole in the roof. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I have dabbled a tiny bit. I used to do XL stuff a lot a long time ago.
Kevin James.
And then I stopped doing it.
Now you're more of a 3XL.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Easy.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store and Haven Real Estate.
Is it already that time?
Let me double check. Yep.
Oh, wow. How about that?
And that's something.
So this is, I don't know. This almost feels like a listener letter type of situation, actually.
Okay.
There's a guy.
Right. Gotcha so far.
Okay. He says that his wife can't cook, and I guess he's considering divorce, maybe? I don't know.
Because she can't cook?
Yeah. He says overall things were good, especially at the beginning, because he took care of the meals and he enjoyed cooking, that whole thing.
Right.
And now I guess he's upset because
he's fed up with it, apparently.
Yeah, he's forced to prepare a meal after a long day at work while his wife lounges around the house. And despite his best attempts to teach her how to cook, she's really bad at it.
Okay.
According to him, this is what he says, she has tried to cut strawberries with the stem still on it and literally messed up mac and cheese, like the box stuff.
So do you think this is one of those deals? This is like classic husbanding where you go, oh, I messed up the laundry, honey, and then you never have to do the laundry again.
Do you think that's
what it is?
I don't think so. I think she's actually not a good cook.
It's just not fake incompetence, it's real incompetence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of what recently happened, apparently his mother was over.
Okay.
And she had tried to get this guy's wife's help in preparing some sort of meal.
Sure.
And
the mother-in-law, yeah.
Yep, yep. And he says, my mom watched her fail to cut the fruit, and then blurted out, "It's honestly kind of pathetic that you don't even know how to cut a piece of fruit at your age."
Well, I mean, you're not wrong. That's why I'm wondering if it's just, like, you can't make that up. You can't be that bad. That's what you would think.
Oh, no, you could be that bad.
Oh, you're not great at cutting the fruit?
Well, actually, no, I'm... Jay, have you seen my bowling skills?
I think I did, right?
Yeah. Your wife was kind enough to buy me a melon baller.
Yeah, that's right.
I just bowled those melons like a madman. Anywho, so apparently the wife was very angry because the mother-in-law embarrassed her and all that good stuff. So here's the thing. I mean, what?
Nothing.
Is he
overreacting?
Yeah. Clearly, right?
I mean, you married her.
Yeah, and he knew. He says that he knew before that she wasn't the best.
Yeah.
It's all about
effort, I think. You know, because sometimes if you're bad, you're bad. But you know, you got to make an effort. And if she's not making an effort, then that's a whole different thing. But I'm not quite sure we're divorcing over that. But
I don't know how serious he is.
Yeah,
about
I'm sure he's probably joking.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
But yeah, that's pretty bad, though.
So and the fact, I mean, and she's in the right for being mad at him for not defending her,
making fun of her in front of the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she technically the mother-in-law is making fun of her.
Right. I don't know if he actually. Well, I mean, he's making fun of her by saying all this stuff that she's a bad cook. And
right, but he didn't come to her defense.
Right, that's the problem.
Maybe he invited his mom over so that she could be the bearer of bad news. Like, you're pathetic if you can't cut a strawberry. Which honestly, you are kind of pathetic if you can't cut a strawberry. I mean, come on now. I mean, you balled the heck out of those melons.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever had your packages delivered somewhere else?
Kevin James.
Jay, when I first went to this auto store and picked it up, they're auto parts guys. They were nice as could be about it. They're like, "Oh yeah, we got it right here for you." They go, "You want us to carry it out to the car?"
And I'm
like,
"Wow."
No, but if you could change my wipers, that would be cool.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, let's do it.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Lance, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. How was your weekend, man?
Oh, not too bad. Weekend of football.
What'd you do?
It's a weekend of football.
Oh, football. Oh, I see. I got you. Yeah. Do you have a college team of preference or?
Yeah. Yeah. Montana Grizz.
Okay. And then what about your pro team?
The Colts.
Oh. If because you have friends in the area? You grew up there? Family? What do you got?
Nope. I grew up liking Jim Harbaugh at a young age.
Okay.
Marshall Falk and
sure. I think that happens a lot where there becomes you grab a player somehow and you're like, "Man, I just love the way so and so plays football," and that's how my son became a Bears fan.
We don't like anybody from the Chicago. I mean, I was a big fan of a lot of players when I was young, like Walter Payton.
Yeah. Right.
I just kind of was drawn to the Colts.
Okay. Well, you know, that's could be a struggle at times. He's like, "You're telling me something I don't know there?"
Yeah.
All right, well, let's play a little Beat the Show here today. It's brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. We got a $25 gift certificate for you if you were able to beat me and beat the show today. The category is cookies, Steve. Is that right?
That is correct.
When's the last time you had a cookie, Lance?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been too long if you can't remember.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh boy, that could be trouble then.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Lance. I have a leg up. Possibly, I had a fresh chocolate chip cookie this morning. My wife made them last night, right before bed, and I thought, well, you know, what says breakfast better than a fresh chocolate chip cookie? So, good luck, and I'll see you in about 60 seconds or so. Steve, just wave at me.
Okay, will do.
All right, good luck, Lance.
All right, here we go. What do you call the large cookie dessert baked like a batch of cookies that is usually decorated with frosting?
Pass.
What happens when the Pillsbury Doughboy gets poked?
He laughs.
Who played Cookie? Who played Cookie as the character in the TV show Empire?
I don't pass.
Christmas Cookie Catastrophe is one of many Christmas movies that aired on what channel known for those types of films?
Food Network.
C is for Cookie is a classic song performed by who?
Cookie Monster.
What company is responsible for producing Cookie Crisp? Oh boy. Cookie Crisp.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
What company is responsible for producing Cookie Crisp, the cereal?
Post.
What was that?
Post.
Okay. All right. I'll wave Jay back. I think that was the end of the song. Was that the end of the song, I think?
I'm sorry, you asked me what?
I think that was the end of the music, right?
It is out. Yes, okay. Correct. All right. Correct. Correct. Right. Thank you. All right. How'd it go, Lance?
I'm not confident.
Okay. All right. Well, don't worry. Well, you know, I could have the same issues you have. We'll see. All right. All right. Hang on for 1 minute. We'll see how we do here. All right, Steve, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Here we go. What do you call the large cookie dessert baked like a batch of cookies that is usually decorated with frosting?
What? Pass.
Okay. What happens when the Pillsbury Doughboy gets poked?
He giggles.
Who played Cookie, the character, on the TV show Empire?
Pass.
Okay. I screwed up that question when I was talking to Lance there, so sorry about that. A Christmas Cookie Catastrophe is one of many Christmas movies that aired on what channel known for those types of films?
Warren's favorite, the Hallmark Channel.
C is for Cookie is a classic song performed by who?
Cookie Monster. C is for Cookie.
What company is responsible for producing Cookie Crisp? I also screwed that question up, too, by the way.
Cookie. What company makes Cookie Crisp?
Yeah, Cookie Crisp.
General Mills?
Fill in the blank for this line in a children's book. If you give a blank a cookie.
Oh, what is that? Oh, gosh. My wife's screaming.
Probably.
You should know if you give a turtle a cookie. I can't remember. I don't know.
It's not turtle.
No, I know.
Definitely not turtle.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over some answers.
I think it might be mouse. Is it mouse?
We'll get there.
Okay, sorry.
We'll find out.
All right, Lance, let's see how bad we did today.
what do you call the large cookie dessert baked like a batch of cookies that is usually decorated with frosting? You ever hear of a cookie cake?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I'm going to Google it right now. You ever heard of a cookie cake, Lance?
Now that I think of it, I mean, I've seen them, but...
Oh, I've seen those. I've seen them. That was a good question, Steve.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah, they look good. Yeah. They actually look, very yummy.
Yeah, maybe a bad question because you both passed on that one.
Okay. My mom used to make those, but she didn't call them cookie cakes. What did she call them? I can't remember. Anyway, back to you.
Just giant cookies?
I think she called them awesome. 00.
Yeah, they are awesome. What happens when the Pillsbury Doughboy gets poked? Lance said laughs. You said giggles, Jay.
Yep.
I was looking for giggles, laughs, same deal.
All right. Yeah. Well, 1-1. Here we go, Lance. We're on a roll now.
Who played Cookie? Who was the character Cookie in the TV show Empire?
I've never watched that show, so I don't know.
Yeah, again, with the passes for both.
Passes for everybody.
Taraji P. Henson.
I'm sorry?
You don't know Taraji P. Henson?
I don't. No, sorry.
She's an actress. You played Cookie on the TV show Empire.
Oh, now I know. Yeah. Cookie on Empire. Why didn't you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah. Okay, so pass for both of you.
1-1.
Yeah. Christmas Cookie Catastrophe is one of the many Christmas movies that aired on what channel known for those types of films?
I mean, I just guessed the Hallmark Channel just because they do all that stuff.
You sure did, Jay. And Lance guessed Food Network. I was looking for Hallmark Channel.
Food Network is awesome. That's a great one.
I do like the Food Network.
I was thinking of TV shows.
It's all right. Grew up like that. I like it. I like the Food Network. 2-1. Sorry, Lance. 2-1.
It was a good thought.
Yeah.
C is for Cookie is a classic song performed by who?
C is for Cookie.
Both of you said Cookie Monster.
Let's
both of you were right.
Yeah. 3-2, Lance.
What company is responsible for producing Cookie Crisp?
I forgot about that cereal even existing.
General Mills is what you said, Jay, and that is 100% correct.
Oh, well, clearly a guess.
Yeah, and Post, is that what you said, Lance? That?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, not bad. 4-2.
And fill in the blank for this line of a children's book, if you give a blank a cookie.
Yeah, I couldn't get there.
Yeah, we didn't get to that one for Lance. Jay, you struggled saying turtle, I guess.
Yeah, after Jay said that, I remember that book as a kid.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, looking for mouse on that one.
Mouse, give a mouse a cookie. Yeah. Sorry, honey, I missed that one. Kindergarten teacher. You know what? It just means that my kindergarten teacher wasn't as good as my wife. That's all that means.
That's exactly
it. Did that cover it?
I think so.
Okay, good. Dang it, Lance, can you pick a number between 1 and, like, you know, 25 or whatever, and then try to be that number? You can get back through and get that Indaba Coffee Roasters $25 gift card. What number would you like to be?
I'll go with 10.
10, okay. Hey, man, good luck to the Colts, okay? And Montana.
All right, why not?
See you, buddy. Appreciate you listening. All right, 509-441-0999. Caller number 10 wins.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You got to get ready for the one and only poop copter.
Poop copter?
Yeah, a poop copter.
Kevin James.
After it picks it up, it has the ability to sky dump the contents where you want them, including your neighbor's yard. Okay.
Too much.
Cross that part out.
Too much poop copter.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coming up at 9:30, your next shot at the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot. All you got to do is just guess the right dollar amount in the jackpot. It's that simple. You guess it, you win it.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, what do you say? Oh,
hey.
There you are. Hi.
Hi. What do I say?
What do you say?
I got a few things for you, Jay.
All right.
I feel as though we need to mention again our grand total for the food drive.
Absolutely. That's a great stat. Good job.
I don't know how many pounds of food that we got.
Yeah, they'll let us know probably today, I would imagine.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. Yeah.
But we can say, obviously, we can say hundreds of pounds.
Certainly, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So, very generous people. Very generous.
Very nice.
And the grand total, in case you missed it earlier, that we got monetarily?
Yep, that's a good word.
Thank you. $46,362.
Man, that's awesome. Well done, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. $46,362 is a great number. We'll find out if there was any added over the weekend. I know we had a little bit of, you know, how that goes. Some people might go, oh, dang it, I forgot. Or, oh, whoops, I missed it. And then we'll jump in late, which, boy, by the way, fine. No worries there.
Yeah.
We're all good with it. So we'll have Shannon from Second Harvest get us all the information later today.
Perfect, perfect. So that was a great stat. And also, here's another one. 17.
17.
Yes. That is the number of days before Halloween.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Somebody was counting. Who was it the other day said it was over the weekend? It was like blank number of days till Christmas. I'm like, nope.
Oh, people do that like the day after.
I know, but it's almost worse, like day after whatever, because it's like 364 or whatever it is. But when it's close enough to actually be like, I don't know, whatever it is, 70 something, you're like, guys, we don't need to count that down.
Yeah, maybe too soon. Well, here's my question. The reason why I bring it up, the whole Halloween thing,
mm-hmm.
is do you hear of people counting down like they do for Christmas with Halloween?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Or any other holiday, for that matter.
Yeah, because I saw that and I was like,
It's going to be, 252 days to Arbor Day. I mean, I just don't know that we do that. nor do we need to.
Yeah. I mean, does anything deserve a countdown, really?
I mean, Christmas is pretty big, and I get it because, you know, I think it's because mainly for kids. A lot of times they'll do the, how far away is it? And you make one of those little, you know, chains.
Chains?
You ever seen those that are made out of paper, you know, where they just make, and you tear off a link of the chain every day, and then it's finally you get there? You ever seen one of those?
What planet are you from?
Mm.
Wait, say that again slower.
Say that again slower. You make a chain out of paper, and then you tear off a link with every day until it's Christmas.
Oh, and they're different colors and stuff?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they're all the same color. I don't know if the color necessarily matters, but yeah, I'm from Earth, and that's what we did it in school, I think.
Yeah. I'm just picturing like construction paper and, you know, like orange and green.
Sure.
And, like all these different colors represent a different day. And
that could be neat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Not just like plain computer paper.
No, but, you know, for some of us who weren't rich, Steve, we didn't have construction paper, so it's fine. Wow. Just make fun of my family. It's great. No worries. Just had white paper. It's
well,
fine.
What planet are you from?
I'm not hurt by it at all. It's
you
fine.
Seem hurt.
No, I'm fine.
Can you say it again slower?
I'm going to say it over here. I don't know if the speed of it was the problem.
Yeah, I just wasn't following what you were saying. Now I think it's like, you know, just little tiny loops.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to retract the what planet are you from?
Yeah, or
you
I'd like to retract.
Okay. I was just going to say.
That seems very normal.
Uh-huh. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know that any other holiday needs a countdown. Unless it's like 2 days, then it's fine. But yeah.
Right. Like you don't hear a Thanksgiving countdown or like you said, an Arbor Day.
No, Arbor Day doesn't feel like,
Yeah. So, okay. Well, when I saw that and I was like, 17 days till Halloween. Interesting. Why are we doing this?
Tim says he counts down to Halloween.
Really?
Because it's his wife's birthday. Well, I mean, that's only this year, though. It's not like her birthday's on the 31st every year. Oh, wait.
Interesting.
Good job, Tim. Well played. The Big